Okay, I learned you being to the first time about Ibn of Kabasia. Chamosh and Gold, but so shall call Israel. So, Rabbi Benjamin Yudin Shlita came out with a great sefer known as Gateways to Greatness. So, in the sefer, which I highly, highly recommend, beautiful, beautiful Divrei Torah, words of advice, practical advice, he quotes a shaila from Rav Zilberstein. He says, the shaila goes like this. There's two people that very much do not want to end their machlokas. So, they come to Rav Zilberstein, there's a third party that wants to try to be, he's tried so much to be able to bring peace between these two individuals, there's nothing to do. The two individuals even told him repeatedly, stop, don't get involved. I don't want a peace with that individual. So they ask him to resolve and they say, should they listen and back off when they say that they want to stay in the machlokas, stop trying to make amends between the two people, or should one attempt to restore the friendship between these two sides, these two parties who are involved in such a terrible machlokas? So Zorbasti now quotes, in the tshuva, he quotes the Teferis Yisrael, on the Mishnah in Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Af. We say it every morning. Eilu dvarim she'adam ochel perasim olam haza. What are the things that we do to be able to plant in this world and we get in the next world? So he says a very interesting thing, the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, ve'elein kibud avayim u'gumilus chasadim, kibud avayim u'gumilus chasadim. And at the end of the Mishnah, it says, v'hava shalom ben adam u'chaviro. And bring shalom between two people. So Teferis Yisrael asks on the Mishnah, isn't hava shalom ben adam u'chaviro, the bringing peace between two individuals, is it under that the rubric of Gimilas Chasadim? Why is there a separate listening asset to Feres Yisrael? You say that Karen Kamesu Amabel, Elohim Gimun Avem, Gimilas Chasadim, very nice. And at the end of the Mishnah, it points in Bahava Shalom Ben Adam Lechavero, the bringing peace between people. But isn't that under Gimilas Chasadim asset to Feres Yisrael? Isn't that the same as Hashavas Avida, returning a lost object, Vavzer Chamocha, Priko Tina, helping to unload or unload an animal, maybe nowadays unloading a car, loading a car, giving someone a loan? So why is it there's a separate listening for Avashon bringing peace? Teferis Yisrael says a Mardik, a beautiful answer. You want to know why it's mentioned separately every morning? It's something that we should make sure to think about when we say this in the morning every morning. He says it's because even in a situation where both sides don't want to make Shalom, we have to try our best to bring shalom between people. That is why he says, he doesn't say lasso shalom to make peace, but it says hava'a shalom, the bringing of peace. We are instructed, says the Teferis Yisrael, to find the ways, if we have, even from a distance, to try to bring peace to individuals no matter what. We have to do no matter what we can to do. And as Rabbi Yudin adds from Zilberstein, even though it's very hard, we still have to make sure to do our part. Our job is to do our best to make peace, whether the two parties want to or not. And Rabbi Yudin goes in the rest of the tshuva and says it's very important to be able to make sure you have to know the proper balance, the proper care, this and that. Rav Zilberstein really says, he says, at the end of the day, even if two people don't want to make up, it's still your responsibility, it's also your responsibility to go out of your way to make sure to make amends, to make peace between Jews. And I thought it'd be very apropos as we find ourselves in the 9 days. So many times we tell ourselves, oh, this person did this to me, that person did this to me. Or I try to make peace between that person. We can never be stuck in our ways. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ein machzikim machlokas. You can't hold on to machlokas. A beautiful pshat from the Yitzhak Vorka who says, why dafka does it say machzikin is loshon chazaka? Chazaka is something that's this way. If something happens two or three times, I go to the pizza shop every day, become a chazaka, then I'm going to go openly next day. It's a chazaka, this is the way. Ein machzikim machlokas means, even though I try to make peace, I try to make amends with someone, I still have to try harder. We all know people that we either got into fights before, or sometimes we haven't got out of the machlokas. It's our job now, in 2 Tavshanai and Zion, to make sure that we follow Rav Zilberstein's advice, we follow Rabbi Yudin's advice, that if we know there are people who are still fighting, we go out of our way, we mamish go out of our way, sometimes we might be going out of our comfort zone, to be able to bring shalom. Because that's exactly what the first Yisrael says. Why is it v'hava shalom ben adam l'chaveiro on the Siddur, in the Mishnah Peah, we say every morning, why is v'hava shalom ben adam l'chaveiro singled out from Gimel Chasadim? To show you that we have to do whatever we can to be able to do to make shalom. It doesn't say la'asom shalom to make peace, it means the bringing of peace. You have to, at the end of the day, it might be hard. You might get other people involved. But at the end of the day, that's why it's singled out. And finally, just to be able to connect it back to Aaron Cohen. Aaron Cohen's yartzeit was last night. The famous Maseches Kala, it says that when Aaron Cohen died, just as Yartzeit yesterday, Aleph Av, Shchodesh Av, the end of Parshas, I believe, Parshas Matos, it says in Maseches Kala that 80,000 children were named Aaron. I once saw the pshat, it was 18,000, but 18,000 or 80,000 children were named Aaron after after he died. And the Chazal teach us that those were couples who actually had Shalom Bayis problems, and after Shalom was restored, they all named their children Aaron, because Aaron was someone who was Oy Shalom, the Rodif Shalom. He loved peace and he pursued it. So Chosh Baruch Hu should bless us, and we should always pursue peace, we love peace, and not just give up. If we try to make peace with someone, or we see other two people try to make peace and we just give up, we go forward, we try to make sure that with very much sensitivity and care. If we do this, we'll be Zochav Ezra Shem, the Benin Bayis Shlishi, Ezra Shem, Chosh Baruch Hu.